Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody, what is going on? It is Tuesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike. With me, as always, is Scott. Scott, how you feeling, man?
I'm excited to be here, buddy. How about you?
I'm much better than last week.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go but up for you from last week. I'm glad to hear it, though.
Yeah, it's definitely been a world of difference over here over the last 7 days. A lot more in debt, but everything's good. Everything's going to be fine. Are you glad baseball's back, Scott?
Oh, I am. What, the All-Star break sucks. I hate the All-Star break. Plus, this year, I know, and I was like, man, I know too much about this crap, but I think it was the first time that I can remember in maybe forever that usually they have some like smatterings of Thursday games. Like they start back up games on Thursday. This year, nothing. I'm sitting there like, you mean there's not a single game until Friday? What the F?
Yeah, it was not cool on the scheduling side to do something like that to us. Matt Barr saying, good evening, gents. Glad to be back. Good to see you, Matt. Sarah said her work event got canceled, so that means she's here. What's up, Sarah?
Hell yeah, fuck that work.
Rex chiming in saying hello. What's up, Rex? Thanks for tuning in, man. Appreciate you. Mookie is hanging out as well. Mookie, how you feeling, man?
I'm all right. I'm a little down because, spoiler alert, our buddy Cesar is not going to be with us. Goddamn fucking bullseye, corporate America, greedy-ass pigs. We'll be
in English,
right,
please?
Gertie.
He was like, man. You're like gargling there for a second.
Well, because I'm also
for those of you who didn't understand, Caesar got screwed by the man tonight. Has to work, even though he told them, you know, he's not available during this time. But we told him we'd hold it down for him tonight.
See, so I
gurgle on.
It worked. I got my message across. Everyone understands what's going on. I don't know where you're trying to pick.
You sounded like Boomhauer. You were talking.
So I would be honored to be Boomhauer.
Like
sound like
Joe on that one. Corporate America,
I mean, I'm out here trying to rep though, because our women about to take that trophy home again here in a couple days.
Hell yeah!
Can't wait.
A couple days, it's a little bit, right? We'll talk World Cup. A little different.
What day is it?
Hey, Robert Taylor saying, "Hey guys, hey Robert,
what up, man,
glad to see you live in the chat again instead of afterwards." We got to talk World Cup a little bit because it's that time of year when most of America is like, no, I can get behind soccer.
Yeah, baby. All in. All fucking in. Let's go, ladies. This is the only time I get hyped for soccer, dude. I don't give a shit. Who knows it? Fuck the men's team. Fuck the day-to-day. I don't give a shit about any of the rest of it. But this Women's World Cup, I'm in.
How are you feeling about it, Scott? What's your prediction for the outcome of the tournament and for the U.S. women?
Three-peat, baby. There's no other option. Like, I mean, are we serious?
I mean, I knew the answer before I asked the question, but I wanted the Scott Kizer original. You know,
I'm actually bummed because I was expecting Scott to hit us with it. The Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A, baby. And it was right there. Mookie set him up.
Swinging a miss. But to be fair, I was, you know, I'm focused on soccer. I'm not thinking of any other sport. I'll do that hockey later.
We got an awesome show tonight. We're doing things a little differently since Caesar's not here, and since it's been a week, I didn't want to do as much show prep, so I only have two topics to get to. Scott has two things he wants to talk about. Mookie's got two things, so we are going to go like around the horn style and get to everybody's topics. We've got a hot takes barbecue coming up. We're going to do a fire dumpster fire on some uniforms that came out. Scott's got to talk about these NFL running backs and obviously World Cup with Mookie. We will get to all of that. Before we do, though, let's talk about these beers that we are drinking tonight and whether or not you would bang them. Scott, what's in your mug?
I've moved on from my adventure with the Baja Blast Pack, but I have moved on to another familiar brand. Uh-oh. When I saw the commercial for a Lipton Hard Ice Tea.
Oh, you got one!
Your boy was all the way in. And I found out that not only do they have the OG Hard Ice Tea, they have a mix pack. And it comes with strawberry, peach, lemon, and mine tonight, which I specifically picked to be the first one out of the mix pack, is half and half.
Oh man.
My man, I'm telling you, you know how, I don't know if those of you out there drank brisk back in the day, but I used to love me some brisk, and the commercials were so even good. Better. That's brisk, baby! Love that shit. The best part about this is if you ever were sitting there and were like, I wonder what brisk would taste like with alcohol in it. They got you, dude. Amazing. I'm fucking all night long, all summer long. This is it. Like, this is marriage material right here.
Great friend of the show, Glenn, had sent me a picture of the hard lemonade and was like, you got to find it. And I was like, yes, I definitely need to find it. So I'm so jealous.
Yes. Well, Glenn and I had, it was funny because I hadn't talked to him about it. I had seen the commercial and I was like, I'm getting those as soon as I find them. Had looked a couple of places, didn't see them. I'm like, all right, well, you know, last time it took a little bit before Kroger got them. And then I saw a display case that was empty with them. Like, I had just missed them. I was like, oh, fuck. And then that very day, Glenn sent me the picture of his. And I was like, dude, three different places. And I saw the display case empty. Well, the next day, my mom was in town. And she stopped at Kroger. And they happened to have them. Bought two cases. I was like, I'm going to want one for the show. I don't even know if they're good. I'm going to want one for the show. And I'm going to want one just for me. Fantastic.
Hank said you were the king of boozy gas station drink.
I'm experimenting this summer. Might as well have a little fun. Like, especially if they're going to hook me. If they do a brand that I enjoy, it's like, oh, Mountain Dew? Fucking love some Mountain Dew. Let's fucking try this. Oh, I love Lipton Ice Tea. Like, love this shit. Like,
I love that our show, like, the foundation of the show is like, we're going to do craft beers and then we're going to talk sports. And it has morphed into, listen, I got some Lipton brisk hard half and half. I don't know if it's even considered beer. It's barely a malt.
It's a malt beverage is what it's classified as.
Yet at the same time, we got Sarah here in the comments. She said last minute join, so it's a wine night for her, a kill for Matt Barr. So to Mike's point, we do all this other random shit after starting as craft beer, but I feel like if you ever showed up and was like, well, tonight we're going to go with the Cab Sav, you'd be just skewered. But you can do Lipton Ice Tea, and sorry, Matt Barr, that is not a race card for malt beverage.
Thank you, right?
Not try because harder. Try harder. Ice it. Like, come on, man.
That's weak, yo. That's weak. Weak
Mookie, as what are you drinking? Would you bang it?
I'm gonna be honest right now up front, it is an incomplete. Was a little caught up today, had a lot of going on at the office and whatnot, so I was running home and did not have a beer in the fridge. I feel like it's not fair to grade this Athletic Brewing Company Run Wild IPA when it's like room temperature. It's not bad, but it's not great, but it's also not meant to be served at like
you went with an degrees. Athletic Brewing Company beer.
I sure did.
So you went non-alcoholic tonight. So we have Scott going malt beverage. You have Mookie going non-alcoholic on the Craft Brewed podcast.
It's not bad.
I mean, it sounds worse when you say it like that, though. Like, come on.
You want to know a fun fact?
Guys, what are we doing here?
We did a whole month of hard Mountain Dews. Shut up and get off your goddamn high horse. You know it's just craft brewed, drink whatever you've got available.
Hold on, Scott. It gets better or worse. I'm not sure. You tell me. But the Elvis juice I drank last week, also non-alcoholic. So
you
like
played that well.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing, bad thing. It's just a thing. Go figure. But yeah, so I still think it's incomplete. I can't say if I'd bang this beer. It's I'm not doing it justice. The can looks great though, so I mean I'd definitely holler at least.
All right. We're gonna go to the oh look at Caesar coming in. Shout out Jason Love. He gave all us right. The fuck the bullseye. If you run out of content, run a dog draft. All breeds are fair. Let's check and see what you guys are drinking in the comments. So as Mookie mentioned, Sarah's got wine tonight. Matt Barr is going Murder Hornet, hazy New England IPA from Strange Ways Brewing here in Richmond, Virginia. 7.5% with heavy fruit notes. I would approach this beer after one of these beers. Robert Taylor saying he's drinking a Mason Ale Works plus Blackstack Brewing Sunday Beer League, a 9.8% triple IPA. Now that, these last two, Matt Barr's and Robert Taylor, those are craft beers, fellas. He's saying, yeah. Once again, that yeah. California has the best breweries in the world. That sounds fantastic. Tank wants to know, fellas, how do we feel about the 19.2 ounce stovepipe cans that the craft breweries are making? Not a fan, man. Listen, Tank, I don't like the taller can. Here's the reason why, Mookie. I need bottle caps. I have a State of Ohio bottle cap map that I've been waiting to fill in for the last like 10 years, and I haven't been able to do it because everybody switched to cans like shortly after. So now they're just making different cans. Go back to bottling so I can finish this map, and then you can put in whatever you want. I don't give a shit what container it comes in at that point.
That's super fair, because at first I was like, Mike, what the fuck, dude? Because at a 19.2 ounce beer, you can say, I'm going to just have one tonight and open a 19.2 ounce can of beer. And like,
I've never seen these. Stovepipe cans, like
they're what all the breweries do, and you get them canned like at the bar, like
oh, just like the crowler type cans.
Yeah, but it's like extra tall or some shit. I don't know.
All right, so Mookie hasn't been to a brewery for a while. That's what that.
I was just gonna say.
No,
like,
no, fuck you. First of all, no, because I get crowlers at fucking Freppard all the time, man. Those things are clutch.
They are clutch. Crowlers are fantastic. Whitey said he's drinking a BrewDog Elvis juice, 6.5%. Seems tasteful for a late night in the office. All right. So listen, let's go back here. So Scott, again, drinking a malt beverage. Mookie drinking a non-alcoholic beer. Scott, the reason why I called that out is because your boy has been going hard over the last couple weeks. It's been stressful. I have been drinking a lot. And I needed to slow down. So I also have an athletic brewing company.
So no. I'm the only one who showed up with alcohol on the show tonight. Okay, cool. Cool.
Yep. I've got the Free Wave Hazy IPA. This one is really good, fellas. This is like the nerdy girl that takes off her glasses. You're like, damn, she's hot. Like in every 90s teen movie. That's what this one is. You're going in like, eh, it's non-alcoholic.
So hold on a minute, though.
Actually, solid.
Would you want her to take off the glasses, or is it kind of like, you know what, leave them on? Like,
either way.
Just a little target practice.
Either way. Wow. Totally fine. let us know in the comments what you guys are drinking and whether or not you would bang your beers. Let's start off.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to close the loop on this one because I Googled it. So the 19.2 is a crawler. It's just it's taller and skinnier. And so, Tank, to your point, yeah, they're popping everywhere because now they can cram even more booze into the same shelf space and make even more fucking money. So I am extra in on these 19.2 ounce stovepipe cans. I don't know why you wouldn't be unless you're like Mike and you want to collect the bottle caps. Like, that's legit. Listen, man, I'll give you
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, you can go to whatever you want after I get like six more bottle caps. That's all I need.
You only need six?
Yeah, it's so close to being done. It's so close. There's just like this little tiny spot, and I'm like, I can't find any new caps. Because that's the other thing. Like, a lot of people have filled out these maps with like, the same caps from all the same brewery or something like that. And I've tried to do a different brewery for every cap, and I've just run out at this point. It's extremely frustrating, and I can't stand it.
What part of Ohio is still not filled in?
Like Scott's area. It's like that farmland north of Cincinnati.
But cool.
I mean, come on, you can't deny that. You can't say.
I mean, yeah, but it just feels like you could have like put a bottle cap over where I live. But you know, maybe I'll just get fucked. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. You said it. Oh, it's wait, hold on.
Rex making the
race card.
I couldn't get it in time, and that was deserved after Scott got fucked.
Rex said, I'm sure the breweries have a few bottle caps sitting in a drawer somewhere. They probably do, man, but here's the rule. I have to drink the beer before I can put the cap in the mouth. Yeah. I can't just put a cap up there just because it's one that I found and it's unique. I have to have the beer in order to for the cap to make the map. Those are my rules. I didn't make them up. Wait, yes, I did. Scott, you were all fired up about these NFL running backs and what's going on in the current landscape, as we now have like Saquon Barkley refusing to play under the franchise tag. Like, he's threatening to sit out now. And you've got several guys that are sitting there with no contracts. So how are you taking it from these NFL running backs? Like, as you sit there and see all of this unfold, what is going through your mind? Like, what are your thoughts on, because you are very much players, get your money, get what you got. You got a short time, get your cash, fuck the owners. But in this case, it feels like you might be siding a little bit more on that OWG side.
First of all, first and foremost, hashtag not my NFL. My fucking NFL, these motherfuckers would have been paid. Like, let's put that out there. Like, today's NFL is whatever. Like, it's fine. It's still football, I guess. But they played in the wrong era. That's first and foremost. Secondly, sorry, motherfuckers. Y'all better learn a better skill set, because guess what? It happens in every single industry on the planet. You become obsolete. You don't get fucking paid. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, get yours. But I mean, if they're not, like, I don't want them just handing you money to not play football either. Like, especially, you know, for my fucking team. Like, I don't want my team paying guys that ain't fucking playing. So if it's more wise to not pay you sons of bitches, then I mean, that's just what it is. Like, kickers are sitting over there. They know the deal. Like, there's a few people on this planet that are good enough to do the job that they do, but you don't see them bitching about, oh, well, we're just making this little bit of money over here. It's like, hey, and the good news is, I mean, and again, that they're fucked because they're missing out on the time. At some point, everything comes in cycles. NFL running backs will come back in style at some point. Y'all motherfuckers just hit the downtrend. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, somebody out there is already plotting how to manipulate the offense by bringing in a bruising. I mean, Derrick Henry, like, those guys will still have jobs, but I mean, you're not going to get second and third contracts because there's too many of you. Sorry.
Well, and that's what Matt is pointing out in the comment section. He's saying if second contract running backs didn't have such a miserable track record, they would get paid. Facts are facts. That is like I think that's the biggest thing. And not only that, like, the league is obviously gone towards pass first offenses, right?
Yeah.
Like, it is no longer the, hey, you need a running game to set up the passing game. No, you're throwing bubble screens and you're like, well, you're not doing the same type of thing to set up the passing
game. You still
do
though. I think, why am I glowing? God damn it. The point is, now I'm all shook. You still need a running game, but you don't need a marquee running back, I think, is the difference.
Right. That's what, yeah, you didn't let me make the point.
There's no
I can't help it, dude. I'm drunk, man.
You
back
don't
off.
Need to get drunk off that 0.5% ABV.
Hey, you know, it is what it is.
But yes, the point being, like, you don't need that, like, you don't have to have that run game that is just pound, 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 and then it sets up the over-the-top pass that happened in, like, the 80s. Like, this is now a league where you can throw the ball and you run the ball to catch the defense off guard. Like, it's totally flipped. So you don't need a running back that is just going to get you 5-6 yards every time he touches the ball. You just need a running back who can get some yards. Like, you need somebody functional. And the problem with that is you get somebody functional in that draft every single year. Like, there is the college ranks are replete with talent who will get you 2 or 3 yards on a carry.
You just need a warm body at running back anymore. Like, it doesn't matter your pedigree. It's like, hey, are you quick? Can you hold on to the ball? You're in there. Oh, there's like enough for each team to have like 10 of those guys available to them at any given time. Well, good. Guess what? We're not going to fucking pay because you're replaceable. Like, you can churn these guys out. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. That's how the fucking free market works. Like, supply and demand. There's a ton of you assholes. There's no demand.
So do you think that some of it though, that like it's been, God damn it, the fucking camera. Do you think some of it has been that like teams and coaches and stuff have figured out how to like make a Saquon Barkley, or there's enough talent that there is that high end running back, but there's so many of them? Or do you think it's more that just like they don't matter because, like you said, it's more about the bubble screens and just like running backs aren't going to impact the team that way? Like, which one is it? Is it that they got better or that they just don't count?
Because the gap is closed. Like, if you like, are you gonna, why invest in a Saquon Barkley when you can find a dude off the street or in the 6th or 7th round or whatever the hell from whatever the hell school that you can pay the league minimum, and like they get hurt at the same rate? Like, you're paying Saquon Barkley millions of dollars when he gets hurt. Like, if you're the Giants, it might be the first smart thing they've done in a long ass time. Like, don't give this fucking dude guaranteed money for a long term. Like, he hasn't stayed healthy in this short term. Why the fuck would you invest in him long term? And there's another guy who can do what Saquon Barkley has done for much cheaper right now. Like, that's the problem. Like, there's just too many guys that can do it. Like,
you know what they need to start doing is what Saquon Barkley should have done is he should have morphed himself into a Lamar Jackson. Because if you could throw the ball just a little bit, the 49ers are going to come a calling because they're like, hey, you can run the ball. And if we get screwed in the most epic fashion that we've ever seen with 2 injuries to the quarterback in the same playoff game, you can throw the ball on a 7-yard slant. Let's go.
Dude, you kind of touched on it, Mookie, because I think that's the other thing that's hurting the running back market in general is the fact that you have more quarterbacks now who can run. So your rushing game isn't centered around, we need this running back because that's the only one that can gain yards on the ground. You have a quarterback that can roll out. Like, Patrick Mahomes he's going to take off. You got to account for him running. You got to account for him throwing the ball down the field. Lamar Jackson, everybody jokes around that he's a running back who can throw the ball, but that's hurting your running backs that are like just running backs who can't throw the ball. Like, the fact that the game has changed to the point that like the quarterbacks are way more involved in the run game than they ever have been in the past. It's no longer just the guy that drops back 5 steps and throws the ball. He is now cutting out, he's making runs, he's contributing to the offensive game plan on the ground. Like,
There's Matt Stanton with the hot take, like, but it's absolutely true. You've got to be a freak of nature. You have to be a Christian McCaffrey where you can do more than one thing. You can catch just as good as you run, or you have to be Derrick Henry where you're just so huge that nobody can stop you and take over. That's it. Those are the only fucking people getting paid right now. The elite of the elite, the unique of the unique. Everybody else, meh. You're replaceable.
Scott, I thought you were going to go all in on it there and be like, you need to be like a Christian McCaffrey and be able to run the ball and score, or you need to be able to scramble out and throw a pass for a touchdown like Christian McCaffrey, or you need to be able to change the game on special teams and score points there like Christian McCaffrey. But once again, you left us wanting. And I don't know who this Rex guy is, but I really like him because he agrees with me that he says the game is evolving. You can have a semi-decent back, but you got those QBs who are doing a lot of the rushing now. And I think that's what it's become about more and more than anything else. And Scott, again, like with the Niners last year, fantastic team top to bottom, but they didn't have a third string quarterback because who the fuck carries that on the roster? Well, that was the only difference.
Well, and think about it too. Somebody was going to get the short end of the fucking stick once you started paying quarterbacks $50 million. You got to cut costs somewhere. Yeah. And it just so happened that the guys who are the most replaceable when you start looking around are the running backs. Like, that's where your money's going. Like, if y'all want to be mad at somebody, be mad at the guys who can throw the ball really well, because even if they're half decent, they're getting paid all of the guaranteed money.
Let me thank
Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, there you go. That's a better one. Thank Cleveland. Dude, Joe Mixon just took a $3.4 million cut so that he didn't get released. Like, this dude.
And he had no choice. He had no
leverage. Damn it, Robert.
They were like, you will play for this amount or you won't play at all. All right, well, fuck. I guess I'm playing for that amount. Boom. That's it. The conversation's over.
Robert Taylor kind of scooped me here, saying kickers are more valuable than running backs these days. I said
yes,
it, and I was going to ask you, Mike, as a Bengals fan, because this might hurt, but would you rather have a stellar top end running back or Justin Tucker?
I would rather have Tucker for sure over a top end running back.
But all
that means
kicker.
Is as long as that secures Joe Burrow long term. To Scott's point, like, it's the quarterbacks that matter. Yeah. So whatever it takes to get Joe Burrow signed long term, that's what I want. If that means you have to draft a rookie running back every couple of years and keep him on a rookie contract, great. Have no problem with it. I'm sure he'll be serviceable enough. If you get Burrow and that wide receiver core together, great. I don't give a shit. Plug in whoever you want at running back. I don't care. League minimum.
Dude, the Niners just got clowned in the draft because they took a kicker so high. But there's analytics that backs that shit up. They'll pick up running backs off the street. But if you need an elite kicker and you need them for cheap, it's not something to scoff at anymore. Like, if guys start going in rounds that they've never gone before, like, you can't just have a whatever fucking kicker.
If he translates, that's the one thing that I think would raise some eyebrows. Also, I want to ask.
I would never raise eyebrows because I don't know what the fuck those are.
Mookie is hammered off of that zero.
He's dead. Oh, he's slipping more tonight than what he does when he's actually drinking. What the fuck's happening?
I need to ask Matt Barr to show his work here, though, because he says all the winning running backs from the last 12 years in the Super Bowl have been paid less than $2 million, which I'm not doubting, but. Like, holy shit, if that's true, that's even more to the point.
It is true. And if you were in the Facebook group, you would know that because that stat has been.
Oh, I don't do Facebook anymore. I only do Threads, dude. Sorry.
Threads is pretty great.
Robert Taylor also pointing out the last rushing leader to actually win the Super Bowl was Terrell Davis. And if the dog was here, we'd have to play Do You Know That Guy with him, because
there's
holy
no
shit,
way
that's
he
old.
Does. There's no way he
All
does.
All right. Can I just say, I think we just stumbled on it. Terrell Davis had one of my favorite touchdown celebrations.
Mile high salute, baby!
Mile high salute. Is that the problem? Is that why running backs are not as respected as they are now? Because I don't remember a running back with the celebration as iconic as the mile high salute since Terrell Davis.
Bro, I told you at the start of this whole thing, hashtag not my NFL. And my NFL, y'all would be fine. But no, y'all wanted more offense. You needed more fucking excitement. They needed to dumb the shit down.
They needed to protect their heads from concussions.
They didn't want quarterbacks injured. Like, well, no, I mean, that. They needed that. But y'all motherfuckers wanted this bullshit NFL, and y'all got it. And, well, sorry, sucks to suck. Like, don't know what else to tell you.
Man, I must be drunk, because Robert Taylor's not usually this fun. He's saying that running backs are not as respected now because of James Conner.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Really, though, I think it's Le'Veon Bell fucked it up for everyone, because when he held out, and when you were first saying this, Mike, I was just, all I could think of is, how'd that work out for Le'Veon? Like, honestly, like, does Saquon really think this is going to work out well for him in the end?
He came out and apologized and said that was a huge mistake on his part to sit out. And obviously, like, hindsight, when you look back,
Le'Veon Bell did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did he finally come around? Because I remember
he finally came around.
It
was
real hard. Oh, wow. Even though everybody and their mom was saying, what the fuck are you doing, you idiot?
He finally was like, yeah, thinking back on that, probably not the best decision to make. I probably should have just played. Like,
Jesus Christ.
He probably should have went to play school. That would have been the first step. Like, somebody should have taught his ass, yo, bro, money on the table. Don't turn that shit down when you have no leverage, you fool.
Mookie, get the drop ready.
Yep, I got you.
Tyson said, I blame Christian McCaffrey. Once you let a white guy in the door, it's over.
Race card.
I mean.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Not totally wrong, no, y'all. It kind of adds to it where you're just like, all right, y'all are replaceable. And then if I'm, you know, one of these racist Wyatt owners and I'm like, look, I mean, even we can do it. What I'm paying y'all a whole bunch of money for? Find one of us to do it. We're good.
The white kid from Stanford. And Tyson, yes, you did get an air horn and a half. So I'm sure we'll never hear the end of that.
Biscuit saying running backs are a thing of the past with all the concentration on CTE and people getting hurt. Won't be running backs in 10 years. That's what I'm kind of interested in.
Y'all didn't shed a tear for fullbacks when that shit disappeared.
Fullbacks are
sitting out on the street like, damn, we'll work. Like, fuck. Y'all just let us slide by. But now running backs, we're supposed to like shed a tear for as they just fade into obscurity.
When I played in grade school, I was an up back. I was getting through the whole fullback.
You were literally the dude they sacrificed to help make the hole. Like,
but pretty much, they were like, listen, you're really small. Just get in someone's way. You're not going to be able to block anything.
Can we go back to my man's, though? I'd also like to point out, because I know we're going to get to these tweets, and I don't know if you had one. Did you have Christian McCaffrey's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, then I'll wait for it.
Let's get into these tweets. So it was amazing because like it seemed like the running backs all got together and were like, okay, put it out on social media now. Because all these tweets started coming out from these running backs.
Hashtag running back lives matter.
They all had the same messaging. So Jonathan Taylor is the first one. He said, one, if you're good enough, they'll find you. Two, if you work hard enough, you'll succeed. If you succeed, three, you boost the organization. And then doesn't matter, you're a running back. Which is tough coming from this guy. Like Jonathan Taylor was a big story in the NFL last year. Like this dude was really good. So to see him feeling slighted is kind of rough. Then you got Austin Eckler saying, this is the kind of trash that has artificially devalued one of the most important positions in the game. Everyone knows it's tough to win without a top running back, and yet they act like we are discardable widgets.
I would never discard a widget. That's where you're wrong, Austin. You hold on to the widgets. I've got a drawer full of widgets. Get it correct. You must not be a dad, Austin.
Widgets. You never get rid of the widget. What's going to happen? One of these days, your kid's going to be like, I need that widget. And you're going to be like, damn it, I threw that shit away. Shit.
I don't throw away widgets. I just don't pay them as much as I used to. That's all.
I don't feel comfortable with that joke, but it's a good joke.
Race card.
Isn't even trying to be a race.
it felt that way. It really felt that way.
Listen, Scott, intent doesn't matter. The impact you had on Mike made him feel very uncomfortable, okay?
Fair.
I don't even know what I just called you either.
It feels like you're substituting a word there, like you don't want to say the word in the rap song, so you just threw in widget at the end of it to like, hey, no.
No, I was literally just comparing widget to running back. I'm like, I'm saying, like, I don't pay my widget as much as I used to. Like, sorry. Like, I don't throw them away, but they're definitely just in the back of the drawer.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you. I'm with you on that one.
And I don't think Matt Stan even expected to go here, but just before Scott said paying his widgets, he says, Jonathan Taylor sounds like a club owner who doesn't want to pay comics. But
thank you, Matt, for catching it and understanding why I felt so awkward with the widget wink wink.
But that's funny because I wasn't even trying to go there. I was literally just making a one-to-one comparison, but also half of me is fucking fine with it. Yeah, I'm not paying you widget shit.
Biscuit with a great point here. They all need to wear the collar like Mike Allstott. They need to bring that back.
Boo! Why are you booing?
That was why I hated Mike Allstott. Was
because of the neck roll?
Are you kidding me? I hated that.
Dude, that was so hard.
Hated that. Hated it.
Dude. Okay. What would Caesar? Dog. Dog. So hard. That is so hard. What did he say about Dewey when he first learned about it? He said Deweys are hard, or Dewey, the word is just hard.
Yeah, not Deweys. He did not advocate.
Not Deweys, Deweys, but the word Dewey, or calling word, someone Dewey.
The nickname Dewey was hard. Scott, here's your boy Christian McCaffrey, who tweeted out, "This is criminal. Criminal. Three of the best players in the entire league, regardless of position." He's saying it is criminal that they don't have contracts yet. And he's referring to Saquon and Dalvin Cook and three of the best players in the entire league, regardless of position. Okay. Hold on, Christian. Hold on.
We talked about Justin Tucker earlier.
Very well be great running backs. I don't know if a running back makes the top three in any position in football. Like, there's we can't say that any running back makes it into the top three. Is that a fair assumption?
No, because it'll be quarterback in the top three. Sorry,
you might be able to say Aaron Donald. You might
Donald, okay, fine, whatever. Well, you might be able to, but I guarantee you, like, you probably wouldn't see a running back until somewhere in the teens at the earliest. It'd probably be Christian McCaffrey. But that's why when I was going through all these tweets and seeing the people that were responding, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And that came into Christian's, and I immediately busted up laughing because my man's I imagine he was tweeting this while lighting a cigar with $100 bill because he's already signed his fat ass deal. Like, he's already getting fucking paid. He's like, damn, y'all. It is such a shame that y'all motherfuckers ain't making
like his ass was rich before that. Are you joking?
If it was me, I'd pay you, but shit, these owners, they tripping, dog. I feel for you, but I gotta go. I gotta be at the golf course soon. I'll see ya. Like, how hilarious of a response is it from the dude who already has the mega deal? And he's like, hope y'all widgets get your money.
Race card.
And yep. Matt rightfully pointing out widget with the hard T.
Yeah, it's the hardest of T's.
Oh, and Jared finishing out that list too, by the way. Then it's four edge rushers, a wide out, three corners, five OL. Few tight ends. I mean, shoot, you could throw a kicker in there, right?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to know, Christian McCaffrey, why is that chicken so spicy?
What the fuck?
Next up was a tweet from Najee Harris. Najee had this to say: I agree with my running back brothers around the NFL. History will show that you need running backs to win. We set the tone every game and run through walls for our team and lead in many ways.
I know. That just ruins your entire argument, man, because clearly the CTE's already got to you.
We ran. Hey, all right, oh, my widget might have been like, we run true walls, y'all. We run true walls for our team. He might have actually typed that correctly. Hey, y'all, we out here running true walls. This promo is going to be lit this week.
Race card.
It's about that.
One and a half for you, Scott. One and a half air horns. Like, we're getting good at this.
I like, too, that Najee was just like, I agree with what everybody else is saying. Like,
listen, my deal is coming up soon.
You guys remember that I'm still in the league. I still play running back, and I agree with all of the other people who also play running back, like me, Najee Harris of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who is looking for a deal here soon.
Yeah, like, my second deal is coming up too. I definitely agree with these guys who are trying to get their second deal. I will be in their shoes soon.
Najee felt like those ridiculous testimonials from the lawyer commercial.
Oh my god, yeah. Stan took care of my family.
We running backs are what the league is built off of. We run true walls.
Oh Oh man.
Jared's saying, I reiterate my last point. They are burning this argument on the wrong running backs. The ones that stay healthy and always contribute, like Eckler or Henry, yeah, you pay those guys. And he's right. Those are the guys that do end up getting paid. It is good to see, like, Eckler and Henry kind of standing with those guys, because Derrick Henry also tweeted out, he said, at this point, just take the running back position out of the game then. The ones that want to be great and work as hard as they can to give their all to an organization just seems like it don't even matter. I'm with every running back that's fighting to get what they deserve. I like that the running backs have formed like their own union within the players union. Like, we're going to have a running back union inside of the players union, and running backs are just going to strike and nobody's even going to realize that it happened. And then eventually somebody's going to be like, remember when they had running backs? That was a fun time in football. We should bring that back. And that'll be the end of it. Like, this is a bizarre time in the NFL, Scott. It's super weird, man.
Hashtag not my NFL, man. I'm just I'm just saying. I don't know. Maybe.
Could you imagine if the Jared, this is the show for jokes?
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Yeah, we're not trying to be serious. I mean, we are though, because I'll run through walls for y'all. Maybe the actors and the writers then got to these motherfuckers. They're like, look at them over there. They're trying to get theirs, and they got a good reason. So do we, man. Running backs, we standing strong out here. Not realizing that it's not even close to the same position with the same leverage. Like, y'all are so fucked. And that's the thing. I want y'all to get paid. I do. But there ain't no goddamn way y'all are going to get paid when y'all break the fuck down and just have no value after 2 or 3 years. Like, I'm sorry, man.
So this is why it's crazy that no running back has mentioned this, because that is the big argument against paying them, is like, you guys get hurt way too often. Like, the running back is not reliable enough to be on the field for that second contract. And why isn't every running back sitting there being like, yeah, we get hurt because we're running into fucking tanks that are in at the line of scrimmage? Like, every single play, we're getting our head knocked in. We're blocking for the quarterback. We're taking a hit. Like, that's the argument they should be making, instead of like, oh, you can't replace us. We carry the ball for you. We contribute to the team. No, you should be like, yes, we get hurt because you guys literally pummel us to death throughout the year. I would listen to the argument. I'm not saying I would be on their side. I'm just saying I get it at that point. Like, from that perspective of, this is why we get hurt, this is why we deserve more money, okay, I'll hear it out, but it's not going to change my mind very much. It's definitely not going to change the owner's mind, right? Like, that's where I feel like they're missing the boat. They're taking the wrong approach, and they just sound like they're just whining. Like, we deserve money too because we're running backs, and you should pay us for that.
I need someone to have a good counterpoint to what Biscuit says here. And it's, if running backs were all that good, Pete Carroll would have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch on the one. End quote. Every NFL owner. That kind of sums it all up, right? Like,
well, that look, like, it's also hard too when, like, the running backs, yeah, okay, maybe now they're having an issue or whatever, but like, they weren't out here stumping for the defensive backs, and these defensive guys were making much less than them than they were. Now the money's starting to creep up because, you know, you need to be able to defend all these wide receivers, and they're the ones also getting paid, while you're not, like, oh, now you've got a problem with it, but it wasn't a problem when they weren't making shit. Like, look, everything kind of moves around. Like, the money has just rotated. Like, it's the same amount, but, like, sorry, y'all are just getting a smaller piece of the pie because you're just less valuable. Like, I mean, and again, it's like cyclical. I imagine that there will be a time in football when running backs do kind of move back, but I don't know. They probably aren't ever going back to those big time deals.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. And
I don't think it's ever happening, man.
It's not going to happen anytime soon, because the game, like we said before, the game for the quarterback has changed. The game has, like, it's a completely different type of game at this point, and a different strategy. And sure, I'm sure there will be some running back that comes out that is just a freak of nature, dominant, that's able to run for a shitload of yards, that doesn't get hurt. And that guy will get paid. But it's going to be that guy and not every other running back after him, because it's going to take a special type of guy to command that offense away from whatever the quarterbacks are doing now. Mookie's falling out of his chair laughing.
I'm going to let you read this one, Mike.
Pass.
Oh, well played. Well played, my friend.
Rex making a good point, too. Wouldn't the Lions take more of a beating?
Yeah, I think Tank is drunk off his.
No position is taking more damage over the course of the season than running back.
Absolutely.
The argument could be made for the big uglies, but they also have it's a different size. Like when you're talking about.
They're getting like micro concussions every single snap. Like, I don't want.
So are running backs. So is everybody on the field.
I was just going to say, so are all NFL players.
Like, yeah, football players are getting micro concussions on every single play. Like, that
See, now you're devaluing the micro concussion, and I won't stand for that bullshit, motherfucker.
All right, let's do a quick shout out. I'm bummed because Caesar isn't here because he does the best at these for our friends over at Caltech. Good Lord, Joe, lower that music. That's a lot. Let's give a shout out to our friends at Caldera Lab. Caldera Lab has what you need. It's a proven routine. It's going to make you look younger. Listen, here's what we're going to do for this promo today. This is all we're going to do because I got a text message from a listener of the show, and this is the message that I got. I went out on a limb and got the Caldera shaving lotion. I'm sold. Never found shaving cream, gel, or lotion that didn't dry my goddamn skin out until this. That's all you need to know, folks. That's an actual text message that I got from somebody who listens to the show. Caldera Lab is where it is at. If you need to up your skin game, you need to get a regimen going, Caldera Lab is where you need to turn to. Give me the screen there, Joe. Thank you. All you got to do, go to CalderaLab.com/CraftRootSports to get 20% off their best products. You got the entire regimen, the clean slate. You start your day off. Balancing cleanser uses gentle cleansing, leaving all types of skin exceptionally refreshed. You got the base layer, which is a nutrient-dense, fortifying moisturizer, hydrates your skin, absorbs fat, leaves you with a matte finish. You can start your day confidently. You're not all greasy looking. You're not all shiny. And then finally, you end your day with the good. It's the go-to at night before bed. It's clinically proven multifunctional serum that helps your skin look tighter and smoother, as well as help reduce visibility of wrinkles and fine lines. Get rid of those anger lines with the good. You can try all of these products. CalderaLab.com/CraftBrewed. Use the code CRAFT and you get 20% off your entire order at Caldera Lab. Go hit them up. Fantastic products. I endorse them fully. All the guys on the show endorse them fully. The guy who texted me about buying Caldera Lab endorses them fully. Go check them out. CalderaLab.com/CraftBrewed. Sell out! All right, boys. This is what I want to get to. Hey, Mookie.
And this is brilliant. Every week we just like make up a fake text message and read it as the promo. You're a genius.
I will say it is an actual text message.
And I don't even think we've gotten a testimonial about the show that fire. Like, god damn. Yeah,
that's true.
Shout out to the Caldera Labs. Y'all must be doing the damn thing.
At least not like, one I love that we the can good, play on air because they say the F word. Also, I don't know why, Tank, but you're saying that linemen are getting hit, but also blasting off into the guy across from him. Running backs are getting gang tackled, drilled by linebackers, shooting gaps, etc. Does that just sound filthy dirty to anyone else, or is that just me?
There's a lot of sports terms that sound very
blasting.
I like everything about gaps. Sports usually, yeah. I mean, didn't we do an episode or at least like a segment about that where it was like basketball we discovered was definitely the dirtiest, like everything basketball term.
I am almost positive that announcers know what they're doing and are trying to shoehorn in terms that sound sexual in nature.
I know for a fact that to be true because on the Braves broadcast the last few years with Chip Carey before he left the Cardinals and Frank Gore, every time the number 69 came up, they said it with extra emphasis and definitely pointed out as like, that's the 69th pitch of the night. Why in the world would you ever point out that it was the 69th pitch of the night? Oh, except for, you know, you're in on the fucking joke and you hope somebody else gets it too. Like, shit like that tells me everything I need to know about announcers. They're in on it. It's cool though. I like it when they can do it.
I don't hate on them at all because I would do the same damn thing. Like there is no doubt in my mind if I was on, if I was an announcer for any broadcast, like you put me on a high school lacrosse game and I will try to figure out a way to get dirty words in there.
Oh, dude, that's easy. Was slit all grass. Ooh, there you go. That's a good one.
We're going to go ahead. We're going to play a round of fire or dumpster fire, fellas, because this week we got a new throwback helmet. Now that the NFL has relaxed their rules on helmets that are allowed to be worn, teams are now coming out with alternate helmets. And the latest team to announce an alternate helmet is the Cleveland Browns, the team with the plainest, ugliest, crappiest helmet in all of sports is now coming out with an alternate helmet to wear to complement their 1946 throwback uniforms. So the Browns will be wearing an all-white helmet with a black and orange stripe or a dark brown and orange stripe across the top that goes with their all-white uniforms with the brown numbers, with the orange highlights. I got to be honest, guys, this looks sick. This is a badass combination. I'm tempted to go fire on this one, boys. I think
you'd be wrong.
Really, really good. You don't think it looks good, Mookie?
It's just so half-assed. They're like, hey, let's take our uniforms, we're gonna invert the color palette and call it sweet. Like, they could have not done those stupid stripes on the sleeve.
They wore this type of uniform in 1946. This was their.
Well, yeah, not everything we did in 1946 needs to stick around there, dude. I mean, come on, are you serious right now?
So you are saying dumpster fire on this?
I'm saying dumpster fire because they're okay, they're mid, but they're Cleveland, so fuck them.
Scott, talk some sense into this, man. Fire or dumpster fire on these uniforms? Because before you do, Tank saying fire. Robert
Wrong.
Taylor,
Wrong.
Lots of fire emojis. Sarah White, fire. Wrong. Matt Barr, the best Cleveland has done
well,
in
that's,
years.
That's not saying a lot, though.
Whitey, I don't usually like their colors, but this is Wrong. Fire. Robert Taylor with the incorrect take that this is better than the Bengals White Tiger. That is not correct at all. And Rex is saying dumpster fire.
Attaboy, Rex.
They could have done the dog. So Rex is saying dumpster fire. Scott, fire dumpster fire on these units.
Mookie, you're rarely so horrifically wrong as you are about this one. The Browns don't do shit correct, and yet they fucking nailed this one. I can't wait. This is fire shit, and you know what's going to be really fire? Seeing Deshaun Watson rock this motherfucker. Congratulations, Cleveland. We'll always know that you may have fire jerseys, which are a dumpster fire in the front office as Deshaun Watson throws passes for you. But hey, he's going to look fire as fuck.
Mookie, does it change your mind at all if you find out that these uniforms are sponsored by Dude Wipes?
No, because you know what? Rarely will I go this hard against one of our brands, but fuck Dude Wipes. Those are pieces of shit. All that is some dumbass fucking marketing ploy to steal people's money because those don't do a fucking thing. Dude Wipes my asshole. Are you kidding me?
That's exactly what they do. They
shred up like a motherfucker. Yeah. Like, they don't get anything off your butt. You're left with dingleberries and streaks for days. Like, they pitch themselves as stronger and more resilient than a normal bathroom wipe. And they're the worst thing I've ever got in my entire life. Will never buy them. Would light them on fire if I had the chance. So, no, I doubled down on that shit-ass uniform because that's a shit-ass sponsor.
I didn't realize that teams would get sponsors for their alternate
individual
uniforms.
Jerseys? Yeah, since when has that ever been a fucking thing?
Like, I feel like this is the first time it's ever happened.
Alternate jerseys brought to you by Dude Wipes.
Presented by Dude Wipes. They unveiled these with like one of those weird Twitter videos. And like the equipment manager was cleaning off a helmet with the Dude Wipe. And then he was like, oh no, the orange came off. And then he was like, actually. And then he scrubbed off the orange and left it a white helmet.
I might have to go back and look this up. This sounds very horrifically
good. They're so bad. And Matt Barr, I did use these things once upon a time until they somehow got more shit on my asshole than there was before. So like they're worthless. I mean, like,
they got more shit.
Yeah. I don't know how that's possible. Maybe because I was sitting there so long that just like another poop came out. But like,
sounds like a you problem, dude. Like, seriously, no. you're blaming the wrong thing here. I think you just don't know how to wipe your ass.
Oh no,
like,
I'm pretty sure I know how to wipe my asshole. All right, I've been doing it for a while.
Bad thing. I've never heard anyone tell on themselves harder than Mookie talking about
Someone gave them to me as a funny gift because they're like, oh, dude wipes, you know, extra strong for the dudes in your lives. And they were worthless. I want to say used half the package and threw out the rest. And I don't like to waste things because that was money, man.
Dude wipes helped Joe Hall across the country. Okay. Joe Hall walked across the country with a stroller and a boatload of dude wipes. That's how that man like showered. Okay. So I will not sit here and take your dude wipe slander. But Tank
dude wipes might do a great job in letting Joe take a shower on the road, but they do not do what my butthole needs after I have one of those Taco Bell nights. So don't really care. Sorry.
Tank said he doesn't like the sponsorship. Once those unis get muddy in a rain game, Twitter is going to light up. That's true. all right. Let's see. Where should we go from here, Scott? What's your next one is baseball, right? You want to go to baseball next?
Yeah.
All right. Let's not bail out of football then, because I've got some hot takes that we need to throw on the barbecue. Mookie, did you have any football topics you wanted to cover tonight?
If we don't get to mine, it's perfectly fine. Like, I'm good. Just keep doing what we're doing and rolling my on. My
football topics involve an actual sphere, not an oblong object.
Okay, cool.
So tired.
Such a washed response. Like, yeah, okay, we know where.
I mean, what else? I guess I could have just said
like,
no.
Let's not act like a condescending asshole.
All right, fine.
Well, Mike's trying to get the thing queued up.
We're sticking with football, and we're gonna go take a little hot take barbecue. It's been a while since we've done one of those. If you've never seen it before, this is where we throw some hot takes on the grill that have been posted online or said in an interview or whatever the case. We don't rate the take. We don't care about the take, and we just want to know how hot is the take. Is the take scorching? Is it cooked? Is it char-broiled, like char-broiled, or is it rare? Okay, we just want to know how hot the take. We don't debate the take. We don't talk about whether the take is right or wrong. It's literally just, is the take hot? All right, so let's get into our first hot take. I got two of them, you guys. First one comes from new Carolina Panthers running back Miles Sanders, who said in an interview, "We got a very, very good young quarterback that's being mentored by a very, very, very good quarterback, a future Hall of Famer, Andy Dalton, who I have a lot of respect for." Miles Sanders.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I don't think y'all want me to go first on this one.
This is so...
That running back should get paid because you got to get the big Andy Dalton's the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's 100% what that is. Like, honestly, I was like, "Ooh, this is a good take. This is a really good take." As you're reading, Mike, until you get to Hall of Famer. I mean, Jesus.
I thought to myself, this widget didn't have a problem getting a job, and he's getting high off his own supply. God damn, this is the hottest take of all time. Andy Dalton, Hall of Famer? My man, Miles, put the joint down, my dude. Put it down.
That take is scorching. That take is like burnt to a crisp. That is one that you try to cut into and your knife breaks. That is how hot that take is. It is a charcoal briquette at the end of this. That's how hot that take is.
Oh my God.
It's totally wrong. It's an awful take, but it's
hot. So bad.
It's hot, but it's awful. Awful.
Tank said, all right, let's see. Matt Barnes said, this is so well done that my ex-wife would think it's overdone. Sarah's saying that cow is still mooing. So I think Sarah, remember, just how hot is the take? Is the take hot? It's literally just look at the take itself. JB wants to know, how bad of a player do you have to be to think that Dalton is a Hall of Famer?
That's a good point.
You've got to have all of the CTE to think that Dalton is a Hall of Famer. Like, you've got all of it.
I don't get it, dude. Like, on what fucking grounds? Like, honestly. Like,
He hasn't amassed enough stats to be considered for that. He never won like a passing title or anything. Did he never won a playoff game. I think he got to the wild card once. Like, God,
not even close to a Hall of Fame. Not even.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Tyson hit it, I think, is what it is. He's a ginger Hall of Famer, not a football Hall of Famer. Ginger Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Even Tammy didn't stand by her man that goddamn hard. Holy shit.
Dang said the Burning Monk on the Rage Against the Machine album cover isn't this hot. And Rex saying the cow is still in the pasture. Again, Andy Dalton in the Hall of Fame. Yes, that is a poor take. That is mooing. The take, it's saying this out loud in public with your full chest, is the hottest thing in the world. Like, that
is to be fair, it took us forever to finally figure out like how this segment works.
Yeah. Is that
it's okay if everybody's just now catching up.
I'm still like, wait a second, that's not what I meant to do it the other way. So it's fine. All right, next hot take that we have on the barbecue. If you tuned in last week, you heard me accidentally put Justin Fields in the top five.
Oh, boy.
Because he was just another black running quarterback. But go ahead.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, one of them would just...
Flip of the tongue. I told you.
Flip of the...
It's been a rough couple weeks, man. Okay? I've been staying hammered. But anyways, they interviewed Justin Fields, and they asked Justin Fields to name his top five rushing quarterbacks of all time. All right, top five rushing quarterbacks of all time, in no particular order.
Dude,
you're already here.
Because if his response isn't Justin, this is dumpster fire.
Here is his. It's okay. Wrong game, Mookie. That's fire. Dumpster fire. This is Hot Takes Barbecue. Get the
I
game
just saw
right,
flame.
Okay?
You know,
these are the top five rushing QBs according to Justin Fields. He said in no particular order. And this is the order that he delivered them in. Michael Vick, got no qualms on that one. That's actually a pretty cold take because, of course, Michael Vick is in that. Cam Newton, still pretty cold take, right? You guys in agreement? This hasn't heated up at all yet, right?
No.
Lamar Jackson, also. This take is very rare.
There's gonna be one that just.
What is this idiot gonna do?
Like, I can't believe
he's gonna put John Elway at like
next name. He said himself, Justin Fields.
I knew what I was gonna say. He's gonna call himself
of all time, fellas. Justin Fields is counting himself in that list, and then he thought really hard, and he tried to come up with a number five, and I feel like Justin Fields went with the token and said Steve Young. He just threw in Steve Young at the end of it.
He did. He went with the safest fucking call there. He was like, all right, if I'm gonna be brash enough to say my goddamn self, who's a really good white running quarterback? Steve Young. I got it. Like, hey, my man's smart, because he was like, Vic, my man's Dylon. And Steve Young. But you know, I gotta make sure that y'all know that I'm one of the five best of all time, goddammit. At this point in my career already. In fact, if y'all listen to Craft Brew Sports, I'm top five in the game right now. So there's no way that I'm not top five of all time. Shout out to Mike Burlock.
I would give this take like medium rare. Like, it's a medium rare take. It's not super high.
The top three are accurate, and then then it just fell apart. Like, and I'm not even saying like Steve's great, but again, it definitely seems like he was just like, let me check this box so that somebody can't
That's
say
exactly
something.
What it was.
Like, they're gonna think I'm racist if I say five brothers, including myself. Like, I can't go all widges with this.
I'm not. I'm not sure I track this entirely, but Tank saying using butter knives on the stove to light joints hot take. So, I'm just going to say, you know what? I agree with Tank.
Oh, my God.
Dan.
Dan coming in with a scorching hot take. There it is. There it is, Dan. Say, Dan's like, it's been a while. Hold on a second. Let me inject some Michigan into this.
This is the hot take. If Justin Fields, if they asked him, like, hey, name the best white rushing running quarterback, and he was like, Jim Harbaugh.
I gotta go with my man, Jim Harbaugh. You know, we battled it out up there in the big game, but that's my dude. He's the best white running quarterback of all time. That would be hysterical, actually.
Mookie, rate Dan's take there. Jim Harbaugh over Young.
He's an idiot, so like, why bother wasting effort on him? It's kind of where Jim Harbaugh come out. Like, we all know.
The stats say Fields isn't wrong.
Robert's just trying to be a contrarian.
What stats are you looking at?
Like, oh, we're not even doing that. Because it's his old, you know, I'm going to degrade my own team and not point out that Patrick Mahomes, when I ride his dick all the other times, like, is one of the greatest rushing quarterbacks. Like,
well, now, hold on a minute.
He'll be like, oh, no, and he'll go with some technical bullshit. Fucked. I'm not falling for it.
No. You got it all wrong. He doesn't ride his dick. He's the power bottom, honestly. That's how that would work out.
Yes.
Guys, do you think Justin Fields got confused and meant to say Vince Young and said Steve Young instead? And then was like, shit.
God, that's even better. Right? If he was like
Vince, but he said Steve and was like, oh, shit, I got to roll with this one now.
Yeah, no, but it would be even better if like he didn't realize it until later. He's like, oh, shit, I meant Vince. Ah, whatever, fuck it, just one of them Youngs, who cares? I ranked him behind my ass, so who gives a shit?
I was really hoping, Mike, you're going to say that Justin Fields confused himself and put himself in the list, but I see where you're going there.
That would be amazing if Justin Fields didn't mean to say Justin Fields. Or if I
happened before
accidentally put Justin Fields in the list when he should.
I mean, I wonder. Daniel probably has Rich Gannon up there too. Them couple of years that he was with the Raiders, you know. We gotta rep our dude, Rich Gannon.
JB said Mike found it. I think I got it. All right, good. Thank you, JB. I found the joke. All right, man. Let's talk. Let's switch gears here. Let's talk a little soccer here because it is Mookie's turn to take the wheel. U.S. Women's National Team about to kick off and go for the three-peat. Let's talk World Cup. Mookie, this is the time of year where, like, even people who say they don't like soccer are going to tune in. So you have to feel, as a soccer fan, very excited that people are going to be behind your sport for at least a couple weeks, right?
I am. I'm nervous, though, because it's one of those things where, again, I think the U.S. women have they're a little bit of a victim of their own success, right? Everyone just expects them to win the title every year, which they probably should. Again, they've got one of the more skilled squads, but there's a lot of questions going in the tournament, and you know, it's one of those things where I always worry if we don't show up and take it all the way to the title game that people are going to tune out and be like, oh yeah, this sport does kind of suck. But I think the good news is the over under on the first game, I would put a 9.5 because we're playing Vietnam to open our group play. And I'm expecting that to just be a thrashing. So if nothing else, that'll be a good introduction Friday night here in the States, 9 p.m. kickoff. We're going to put in a bunch of goals and hopefully that helps build the ladies' confidence into the later stages. But yeah, it's like Christmas, Easter, and another Christmas all rolled into one. So I can't wait to see it kick off. And the exciting news is we're going to get to watch a lot of it because we don't have to fake like we're working during the matches.
That's a good point. Timing does work out. JB saying wrong World Cup, Mike. I disagree, JB. I feel like people get more behind the Women's World Cup than the Men's World Cup.
I'd say so.
People in the U.S. will watch the Men's World Cup and they get up for it, but they really get up for the Women's World Cup because there's success to be had. Like, we're used to seeing them do well. So if there's one thing U.S. likes, that's a goddamn winner, motherfuckers.
Improving.
Hell yeah.
We can ride a bandwagon like a son of a bitch. Speaking of which, Tyson pointing out that Mexico won the Gold Cup in the Conky Cafe, which I think is fantastic to put it, and asked, what do you think Caesar would say? To which I reply,
uno, dos, tres, cuatro, ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
It's like he's just right here with us still.
Fantastic. Sober Mookie does great at the board, guys. Like, this is the best Mookie's ever handled the board. I'm impressed. You might have to go sober every show, Mookie.
I mean, hey, it's sacrifices I'll make if we get picked up and syndicated, man.
Well, there you go. He's not giving takes on uniforms, I guess, because his shit was wrong.
Come on, dude. That shit is so base. Like, fuck that. They could have tried at least suck harder.
Also, to Sarah's point, like, the women go out there and talk big shit, and they fucking back that shit up. I mean, I'm signing up for anything when somebody's out here fucking stomping on the British and doing a sipping tea celebration to fucking stun on them. Like, Alex Morgan is my girl, like, for many reasons, but man, I still remember that shit. Like, I'm getting behind anybody that can brag on something and fucking back it up. Hell yeah.
And to build on Sarah's comment, again, 69 minutes in and we're not off the rails. What is happening? I don't know, Sarah. I couldn't tell you if
Here's
I tried.
What's happening? This is why we're not off the rails. Two of us are drinking non-alcoholic beer. One is drinking Lipton Brisk hard iced tea. Like, that's what's happening.
And Caesar's fucking stuck at work. Like, to just round it all out. Like, just to really bring it on home there. That's what's happening here today.
I gotta be honest, though, guys. Like, I am getting more and more sold by these non-alcoholic beers. Like,
this is
not the crap, like, non-alcoholic beers that they made back in the day. Like, this is... It tastes like a hazy IPA, like it, and it's only 70 calories. Like, you can help the dick V by drinking these instead of
dick V. I think it's cute that you think anybody else on here is even going to be audacious enough to think they could get to a dick V.
Yeah, he get said that he meant only himself. He's like,
right, exactly.
Me, the rest of you fucks don't have to worry about that. But for me, this is an amazing benefit right here.
Trying to get that dick V. I'm just trying to get dick in V, man. Like, why are you working so hard? You're married. Shit.
Oh, shit. Hang on.
Give it to him, dude. Oh, fuck.
That was well done, Mookie. All right, I just looked at the odds. The U.S. women's team is +250 odds to win the World Cup. England is +350, Spain +450, Germany +650, and then France +1,000. So it sounds like it's going
to
be.
I refuse to take anything for granted. And last time we took something for granted against Vietnam, it didn't go so well. So fuck y'all. I'm tuning in and I'm making sure they got my support. God damn it.
Well said. Because, you know,
they like to go historical jokes on him in this bitch.
Right? God, the things Caesar would have been learning today, too. First with Terrell Davis, now with the Vietnam conflict. You know what? You know who we need to have explain Vietnam to Caesar is your fucking dad. Papa B dropping bombs on Caesar about Vietnam's real history, I think, would be fantastic.
I would love to get a show together where it's Papa B and Caesar just talking to each other. Like, doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. Just have those life, two man. Have a conversation. That'd be great, great TV.
JV's trying to rain on parades with remembering the Olympics. We ain't talking about the fucking Olympics, god damn it. We're talking about the World Cup. Nobody gives a shit about the Olympics in between. We wouldn't give a shit about the Olympics if we won FIBA all the time in basketball, but we're talking about the World Cup, god damn it.
We only cared about basketball in the Olympics is when we fucking lost.
Exactly.
Then we freaked the fuck out and we're like, nope, Mike, we got get on back here, we need you.
So in all seriousness, boys, like, this tournament should go the U.S.'s way, right? Like, if they don't three-peat, it's going to be a disappointment, correct?
Well,
I would say as long as they make it back to the finals, it'll be fine. Like, if they lose in the finals, you know, it's hard to three-peat. Like, I'll validate it some way. But it'll be tough.
They need to make it to the semis. I think if you're going to be, like, a nonpartisan, if you're anywhere else in the world besides the States, like, they should make it to the semis. And I think, you know, that's where, you know, shit happens. It's single elimination. It's 90 minutes of just pure intense competition. So you never know. But they absolutely should make it to the semis, regardless of whatever the draw is. Because, yeah, France, I mean, I was trying to look her up, but they lost one of their star players out with an ACL. So that's a huge dent to them.
England's England, so you know they're going to fucking choke like always. If you're going to look for anyone to come out and challenge, my dark horse, honestly, would be Germany. They've been down for a couple cycles, but man, there's just something about that side. And Melanie Laporte is reaching the end of her career, but she can still make magic in the midfield. So
I just worried about Japan always lurking somewhere.
They got some shit too, though. Like they always have our number for some reason.
That's what I'm saying. Like I always worry about Japan lurking somewhere out there and making a run and then finding us up against them. And then it's like, fuck.
Did you guys hear about the Ireland Colombia friendly leading up to the World Cup that happened?
I did not.
Ireland and Colombia were playing a tune-up match. It was behind closed doors, so it was just like a practice match inside the stadium to get ready for the World Cup. They had to call the game 20 minutes in because of violence. They were going so fucking balls out that like the Irish team was like, "We're out, like we're not playing this way." The Colombia apparently was going really hard at them. There were fights breaking out. One girl had to get taken to the ER because she got destroyed. So this World Cup is going to be intense, man. Also, have you guys seen the ad for the women's French team that was airing? I've seen it on social media, but apparently it was airing in France where they took like clips that it looks like Mbappe and it looks like the French team like scoring all these goals in international competition. Everybody's going crazy. And then they rewind it all and they show that all they did was superimpose the male players over the female players to show what the level of competition is at this level for the women. It is the best piece of marketing I have ever seen in my life. It was so well done to be like, listen, you guys want to talk about how these girls, it's not as impressive as the men's game. We just showed you that they're doing all of these things that you thought the men were doing. It was fantastic, Mark.
Good for them. I didn't hear about that. I'm going to have to look that up.
It's like, why does it take that? Why does it take putting a man's face on them to make people appreciate the athleticism and skill? Like, yeah, but like, why can't we just look at it equally? They are honestly, there are
times I do. Like, I mean, there's a ton of people that don't, but I do. Like, If they play good games, like listen, and soccer is a little bit different than some of the, you know, like the basketball thing. It's still like, I mean, I'll watch USA basketball for women, but again, like it's just the game is slightly different, right? But soccer to me, it's 1-to-1. Like it's the same shit. Like I'm seeing them compete at the same level and our team's doing way better. Like, fuck, it's an easy get behind.
Yeah, but it should be easy for everyone, Scott. God damn it. Stop making such coherent arguments about soccer.
There's a bunch of sexist ass wipes. That's all it boils down to.
Yeah. I was going to say, Sarah said because the world hates women. Like, that's basically what this comes down to.
That's the short answer.
And JB, I think JB rightfully pointing out it's not the same game, just appreciate it for the differences. I do think there are differences between the two, but
I think it's a better game because you don't have all this bullshit that comes on the men's side. Because flopping. Right, you have more space. You have more of that pure tactical and technical approach to the game that to me is just fascinating. But of course, you know, there's not enough goals and it's boring and slow and blah, blah, blah. So get fucked. You get fucked too.
He got you, the motherfucker. He got you.
Tyson, Mookie's not going to do it, but I will.
Move this man!
Here you go, Dick. 1.5. Boo this man, Stew. So you're at even.
All right, let's shift gears because Mookie's very, very upset now. Mookie, don't be mad. Don't be mad, man.
About what? I mean, Tyson sucks. Like, that's just stable state. Like, I'm not mad about anything. I'm looking forward to it. And Daniels, you're right. Like, women do play a more fundamental sport, and it's not the same game. But, like, that's part of what I appreciate about it, especially after reading about some of the history of soccer and how all the tactics developed and formed. Like, that, to me, is part of it that's so exciting. But it gets lost on the men's side because they're just like, oh, look at that guy just fucking flop all over the place like a little bitch, because they've run the beauty out of the game on that side of the fence. So that's why I get mad the women don't get the recognition for playing the game the right way, except from Brazil, because they still flop like bitches. Which isn't sexist because I call their men bitches too, by the way. And also, as Caesar would say, remember, consent is important.
Oh, wow. Good call.
All right. Let's awkwardly transition to baseball.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Scott, you wanted to talk Ohtani and all the trade talk and the rumors for Shohei and where is he going to end up? And is he even going to get moved?
No. Nope. Because...
okay. So we're on the same page. Because I'm sitting here thinking all of these scenarios that get thrown out. Everybody's like, oh, Shohei, they should trade for Shohei. They should get Shohei. Like, no matter what, nobody wants to give up what the Angels would ask for potentially a 3-month rental. Like, this dude is signing somewhere after this, and it's not necessarily the team he gets traded to. Like, unless you can
because
get
you
him.
Know why? Because Shohei Ohtani is not a running back. He is not a widget. He is the cream of the crop. So there's not going to be any shortage. In fact, he's so fucking good, nobody knows what the fucking value is. Players' money, nobody has any fucking clue. He's that goddamn good. There's no way he gets moved. Like, there's nothing. Like, what do you do? Gut your franchise? Like, do you give everybody, like, what's an acceptable price? Like, I've heard all sorts of, like, things, random sliding scale. It's like, oh, X amount of MLB-ready players plus X amount of prospects. And I'm like, but there's different levels to all that shit. Like, there's no way. I can't fucking believe it. Dude, plus, Artie Moreno doesn't want to fucking give up the money.
Can you imagine, like, that would be the first time in MLB history where the trade goes down as the worst trade in team history for both teams. Like, no matter, if the Angels trade Ohtani, doesn't matter what you get back for him. You're trading
wasn't worth it.
Arguably the greatest baseball player we have ever seen play the game. Doesn't matter what your return is on him, you are losing that trade. And then on the other side, you trade away your entire system to get 2 months of Shohei Ohtani, and then he signs with somebody else. You just
And you probably don't win the World Series because there's no guarantee there. Like, right. You do all that, and there's no guarantee that you win shit.
Right. It goes down as the worst trade in both teams' histories, and then he ends up signing with the fucking Mets or some bullshit like that. So, like, that's where
I could see it coming together, though, and I was going to ask you too, because you're, you know, not only are you the Baja Blast fans, but you're also the baseball fans.
More Baja Blast, but go ahead.
And Baja Men, on that matter. Couldn't you see, though, like the Mets or the Yankees or someone going in on a trade because that's a way they can cap how much they have to pay him and they're not bidding against each other?
Because he's a free agent at the end of the year, so there is no cap. They would if the Yankees and Mets, they're not going to go after him in a trade because they would have to sign him. So they
but that's what I'm saying is, like, what couldn't they go after him in a trade and say, hey, we're going to negotiate with Shohei before we do the trade? So then the trade goes through, they sign the extension.
But his agent has already said we're not negotiating, so it doesn't matter. Like, they can do whatever they want.
Oh, I missed
and
that
they
part.
They will then have exclusive negotiating rights to him for like a month after the season ends. But that's literally all they fucking get is an extra month of exclusivity. Otherwise, they don't get shit.
Yes, like, he's so boring. Why is this all the fucking news?
Shohei, this is probably the only time in his entire career he will be a free agent. He has every incentive to go to free agency just to see, because he's got to be just like the rest of us. Like, how much am I really motherfucking worth? Because, like, I don't even think he could probably, like, no, like, they can boo out of those numbers. Like, fucking, I saw somewhere where it's like the Angels probably don't have much of an incentive to trade him. Because he's literally, like, for the 2 months, they'd miss out on $24 million on not having him alone. Like it's for 2 months.
It's insane. Like, this dude he's going to break records with how much money he's going to get in free agency. Everybody knows it. There is absolutely no way he doesn't test free agency. Yeah. He's not going to sign with whoever he's traded to just because they traded for him. And then beyond that, if you're a team that wants to sign him, you're not going to trade away all of your assets in the hopes that you get that 1 month to negotiate before everybody. Like, you would then have no farm system, no supporting cast form. You turn into the Angels. Like, you would basically
yes,
at that point. Nobody wants to be the Angels. So they're just like, nah, I'll wait. I'll keep what I got here, and then we'll talk.
Right. And that's exactly how this whole thing will play out. Like, bullshit. All the speculation means nothing.
It's going to be a bidding war between, what, three clubs, maybe?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yankees, yeah, Mets, Padres.
No, I don't even think Padres. the Mets aren't got that cash anymore. The Mets aren't even in a place to be bringing in a Shohei. That's the thing. Like, they're like fading. They're a fucking dumpster fire. So they're not even in a spot to like being able to justify bringing them.
No. I mean signing them in free agent market. Like, let's get past this season, because clearly that's not going to happen.
Signing him's a little different.
Who can even afford him?
It's not necessarily about who can afford him, because, like, according to pretty much everybody around Shohei, he likes the idea of being on the West Coast because it's only an 8-hour flight to Japan, and people in Japan can see him play at a more reasonable time. Like, there's a lot more factors than just how much money. So it's like, you can pretty much eliminate most of the country east of California. Like, it's like Seattle and then all the California teams. And then you start eliminating them based on how they compete and all that shit. So
Seattle's in the mix. Caesar is going to be really
Even Rise.
Excited.
See us rise.
See us rise. See us rise. He always says the hashtag.
That seemed mildly racist, though.
I'm glad that we're on this. It did seem mildly racist.
Okay, good. I'm glad it was just me.
Race card.
Just trying to be like my guy. Damn.
I said
my
mildly
being
racist
doesn't come with any fun things to reference, dicks.
It does. You've got tons of jokes.
I mean, if I'm not here and you use, like, you try to mimic me and you're like, I'll run through a wall, I'm gonna be really fucking pissed, man. I'm really fucking pissed. I'm just letting you know, if you ever use the word true when doing an impression of me, it's gonna be really fucking racist and I'm gonna be upset.
We're gonna have to have some conversation.
Scott, you need to tone it down. You're turning on the
reaction.
Dan said,
having,
I hate
like...
baseball, but Scott talking baseball is so sexy with the fire.
I feel like we need to order him a hooker
or something. It's fucking true. Actually, it got for a little bit there towards the end. I was like, God damn, the show's getting too real. Like, we need to go back to talking about something ridiculous. I'm actually spitting facts.
Tell us your fireworks story. We need to get the fireworks story before the show ends.
What is this?
Well, we don't have all the time in the world, but short version is...
Take your time.
Short version is that fireworks got fired and, like, the direction of the people I was sitting there, like, the neighbors were, like, spent a ton of money, had this big-ass display. Like, we had people come over from all over the neighborhood to watch this thing. And there were a couple of misfires, like, in the middle of the display. And I was like, oh, okay. And I thought to myself, I've seen this story before. Like, let's hang out. Well, then probably about 5-10 minutes later, there was another misfire, and it came right in the direction of it and ended the show. And there were some neighbors not happy because, you know, and all I could think about was, man, these motherfuckers ain't never been around no witches when they've done fireworks the 4th of July. Because, I mean, that used to be how it was. Like, you just, you know, there'd just be some random ones off. Like, I mean, fireworks do not come with a guarantee that they are going to shoot straight up in the air or not come anywhere near you or whatever. But, I mean, growing up, you just kind of used to that. Like, every now and then you had the ones when you grew up in the city. It was just like, yeah, like, where it's just like, ah, shit! Like, it just came towards you.
Yeah.
Show kept on rolling on. You just kept it moving. But I'd laugh to myself because it was like, that's it. We're shutting it down. And don't get me wrong. The second time it was like, okay, it came in the direction and all the kids were around. Like, responsibly, we had to shut it down. But I was chuckling to myself thinking, y'all ain't never watched fireworks in the inner city. This ain't shit.
So tell me, Scott.
Next year, your neighborhood is going to have the drone show.
Yes. We gotta bring it back in. It got too dangerous last year. We'll just do some flashing lights. We're good.
Sorry, Mookie. I totally trampled you there.
It's cool, man. If you do a drone show, I'm going to be so disappointed.
I will never.
Unless you're rolling. That's the only way to be okay.
Yeah, no, I will never do a drone show. I personally am like, fireworks or whatever, unless I'm lighting them, because I like to be the one that's lighting them and running away in terror. Like, that's the whole fun of fucking fireworks. Okay, just sitting there watching them is bullshit.
So, Scott, tell me then, when the kids all went to bed, you go back out and finish off the box?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, it's still, I still can't break into my neighbor's yard and, you know, light up their shit.
But... Oh, they got it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, that's also part of growing up, though. I mean, if you can, you don't pay for your own fireworks. You watch somebody else. Right? You watch somebody else buy them shits. You still want to light them, but you don't want to pay for them.
This is where I feel like our country could totally come together, because I feel like I've been in the inner city with fireworks shows going off, like people lighting off fireworks in the streets, and I've also been around just back-ass country hillbillies lighting off fireworks. It's the same thing.
Yes,
the same people. Yeah. Like, we could totally come together over the fact that we love to get hammered, drunk, light shit off, and maybe blow off a couple fingers. Like, that's
yes. We could totally, like, generally don't want to blow off some fingers, but if the thrill of potentially blowing off your fingers is there. That's all we need. That's all we need. Nobody wants to go full fucking defensive end with it. Like,
hey. He's still getting his paycheck. So once again, what's that tell you?
Well, yeah, I was gonna say more valuable than a running back,
right? Yeah, don't even need all his fingers. He getting paid.
Could you imagine anything? He didn't tweet out anything. He'd be like, "Hey, motherfuckers, even with just a stump, I'm worth more than y'all, bitches."
He didn't tweet out anything because it's hard for him to text.
Got him. Just talk to text. That's rude.
Is that a kind of race card? Like, is it more of like
general discrimination? It could have been any old dumbass race who blew off their fingers. It just so happened to be a black guy.
Oh, I know. I'm more meant about the whole making fun of people who are differently abled.
Ah, fair enough.
Daniel saying our main contracting guy at work has a half a hand of fingers. I want to ask all the questions so bad. It almost blurts out when I go in for the
handshake. All right. Okay. Real quick fun story. I bought a car off of an old hillbilly, a Dodge Dynasty, and when I shook his hand, the guy didn't have a thumb. So it, like, if
so you, like, slid all the way around,
there was no, like, thumb hooking in, like, there was no, and it was, I had so many questions, but I knew that car was gonna run fucking great.
Oh,
if you're buying a car off a guy with no thumbs, that car is gonna be fucking choice. There is no doubt about it. And then it died like 3 months later. Like,
stereotype bitch in the ass.
I was like,
oh, I need a bitch when they don't work.
Check the belt. There might be a thumb in there or some shit. I don't know. Mookie, fuck. Did you have a second topic you wanted to cover tonight? We're low on time. I know your second topic was you were missing Caesar.
Well, that was that, and then I was going to go motherfucker of the week with the center official at the FC match this last weekend, but
motherfucker.
I'm not as angry today as I was then, and generally
yelled at the fans.
Yeah, like, fucking stopped the game in like a critical moment. It was tied 1-1, I think, at the point still. Stop the match so he could walk his little bitch ass all the way across the field and yell at some of the fans because they threw the ball away from the opponent instead of handing it to him. To which I say, fuck you, dude. That is literally the definition of home field advantage. Like, get fucked, because there's also two other balls 5 yards on either side of the guy because they have extra balls all around the fucking field for when the ball does something crazy, like, I don't know, goes 20 rows up in the stands and you got to keep play fucking moving. This it guy was so good, such dude. A fucking cunt.
The best was the fan looked right at the guy and just threw the ball to the side, like, never broke eye contact and just dropped the ball off to the side. It was so good,
dude. And like, and I will say though, is kind of again, not to get too soccer talky or whatever, but FC's new signing who came over for, I think, $8 million or something recently played in the end of the match. Mike's cracking up. Oh. Dang, who sold Mike a car? This guy, thumbs up emoji.
Oh my god.
Mm. He's got two thumbs and sold me a car. Not that guy.
Well, wait, does he not? He didn't have any thumbs?
No, there are no thumbs on either hand. I checked after the first handshake. I looked at the other hand and I was like, that one's also only got four. I'm only counting eight total. It's just a problem. Where did those little piggies go? They went to the market, never came back.
No, sir. They got by them fireworks. Oh, BS. Fuck that ref. He was
that ref was the best. The FC Cincinnati still won. It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say though. Our new signing scored a goal, not a meaningless. I mean, basically meaningless to put us up 3-1 at the end. But my favorite part was their goalie had to run all the way out on the field to try to score on the last minute corner to tie it up or whatever. FC wins the ball, carrying it down the field. Goalie's sprinting back like crazy. Like we're all cheering for him to shoot the ball in from 50 yards. They tried, it got blocked. Then FC's guy gets the ball, dribbles in, and scores on the keeper. And I turn and say to the guy next to me, the best part about this is that motherfucker's going to have to watch that shit on tape. Meaningless goal, didn't change shit in the game, but he's going to have to watch on tape his ass getting megged in the 97th minute for no other reason. And yeah, fuck that ref.
It was a good time and top of the table. Let's talk about these beers we were drinking, and we'll rate them on the scale. Would we bang them? Scott, what was in your mug tonight, and would you bang your beer?
I was drinking Lipton hard iced tea, half and half, 5% malt beverage. Fucking delicious. Would marry, would bang all summer when we first met. It'd be the best summer of our lives.
So is that technically a John Daly then, since it's a half and half, or is it?
Yeah, but they didn't call it a John Daly. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess it would be a John Daly and not an Arnold Palmer, but they didn't call it either. They called it half and half, which is why I started with it. Because I went for the joke.
I was going to say that, yeah, they couldn't call it a John Daly because
race card.
He definitely did because he would have pulled the card earlier. I think Mookie just got the joke now after you explained it, Scott.
I don't think I heard that part earlier. Maybe I don't know.
Whatever. You definitely missed it. That was definitely what I was going for.
Well, Scott, I can't help it. I was friggin' blacked out for my delicious Athletic Brewing Company Run Wild IPA over here. Absolutely would bang. I think it would be much better cold, but even at room temperature, it wasn't bad once you let it breathe a little bit. So that's a good one where you always go back to the well. Tried and true, absolutely would bang this Athletic brew that I think Mike might have had a sibling of.
I did. I sure did. I had the Free Wave Athletic Brewing Tasty IPA. 0.5% ABV. Oh, my God. I'm knocking the microphone over because I'm that hammered from this
beasted
beer. I'm shmammered. It's great. Listen, if you – I know people dunk on non-alcoholic beers, but honestly, like, if you want to take a break – if you need to detox a little bit, this is the way to go. I would absolutely bang this beer without a doubt. Tank chimed in here. A Wrench Hazy IPA by Industrial Arts Brewing Company, 7.1%. He said he would bang. Thank you for that. Fellas, this has been, as Sarah pointed out multiple times, the most on-the-rails show we have ever done. I don't know how I feel.
Not ever, but it's definitely the most on-the-rails show we've done in a long time.
Dude, even the Damar Hamlin episode, we went off the rails after that we talked serious shit. Like, we were very serious, and then it was like, okay, great, dick and fart jokes, and then it went off the rails. This was fairly put together the entire episode. I don't know
how to shower. Feel dirty.
I need a drink.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. It was awesome to see new names chiming in the comments. And, of course, all our old favorites that were chiming in and showing us some love. So thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to follow the show at Crafty Sports on Twitter, Instagram. We're on Threads, too, so go hit us up there. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We got tons of content coming up. Your boys got press passes for the basketball tournament this weekend. We can't use, but we got them, and we might need them. Stay tuned for that. Also, join the Facebook group. There's tons of great stuff going on in there. All the people you saw commenting tonight are in there and sharing fire memes and making jokes. It's a good time to hang out. Really, the only reason to be on Facebook is that group. Make sure you subscribe, rate, review wherever you get your podcast. It helps us out more than you know. And subscribe to the YouTube channel too. Throw a like, throw a thumbs up, hit that bell because that's going to help us spread this show out to other people who might not see it normally. Shout out Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com. Tons of great content there. And tons of great stuff on the Belly Up Sports Media Network. Go hit them up, subscribe, interview all those shows. We will see you guys next week. The dog will be back. Cheers, everybody.
Theo Widges.
I believe that we will win.
Right now.